You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Landfill out here playing wicked games. This was a music video, Brian. I don't know if you remember that. The Black Sand Beach. A lot going on there. Assuming I remember the right music video. Unfortunately, because there aren't a lot of actual sports going on, we talk about a lot of lists this time of year. There are some that I think are more important than others, though. So Jeremy Fowler from ESPN he's done this for years, puts together a list where he actually talks to league executives, coaches, scouts. So at least the decision makers in the NFL are the ones weighing in on this. This isn't just the content game. It's still the content game, but you're getting real information. So let me take you through this. ESPN surveyed league executive coaches and scouts to rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions, from QB to corner and everything in between. Voters give their 10 best players at a position, then they compile the results and rank the candidates based on the number of top 10 votes, composite average, and dozens of interviews. In total, more than 70 voters submit a ballot on at least one position, and in many cases, all positions. So they're trying to do this legitimately. And today was the quarterbacks list. Obviously, quarterback's going to set off the most intrigue. To me, B, what gives this list validity? How many of these dumb things have we looked at, right? Mm-hmm. You know who's number one on this one?
Who?
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because he wins. And that's what actually.
And he has won for a long time.
People in the league care about wins. And that's what this dude does.
Yeah.
So it wasn't his. I do find this interesting. I'm reading now from the piece. Mahomes' grip on the top spot is loosening slightly. After dominating the voting with back-to-back number one rankings in convincing fashion, Mahomes garnered around 60% of the first place votes this year, which is still impressive, but well short of last year when he received all but one first place vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair. But like, if you're asking coaches, scouts, GMs, whoever, hey, man, who's the best quarterback in the league? They're going to say it's Pat. And they're going to say it overwhelmingly. I get MVP voters don't do that. And mm-hmm. people get caught up in fantasy stats or whatever. But, like, you got one snap to win a game, people are going to pick Mahomes.
Hell yeah. He's done it too many times.
That's why, so when you and I were talking about this in the break, you're like, we're doing another list. I was like, this one's more legit because it's, one, they disclose how they get it, and they're talking to people in the league. Number two on this list, Josh Allen. I think that's fair. He's a great player. Allen and Lamar, who I'm guessing is number three on this list, have landed in a place where until they can break through the Chiefs, they are they just have to deal with the BS that comes with being a really great player that hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to be just like Malone and, you know, all those guys were in the NBA because MJ was there. But until someone goes out and win a Super Bowl that hadn't, like those guys, because Hurst just won a Super Bowl. They don't consider him one of the top quarterbacks, you know, when you, especially when you look at the top five. So it doesn't help him. Pat does. And it's going to take Lamar or even, hell, Joe Burrow. I've been watching the little quarterback thing.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Joe going to have to win.
Has your opinion on Allen changed because last year he really changed the turnovers?
Not completely.
Your thing used to be he turns it over way too much for the way people talk about him.
I still think, which I think Lamar was the MVP last year because his stats were better than Allen's.
That, regardless
so
of
my,
that.
My thing is, I still feel Allen has to do it. He can't do it 1 year and I'm going to just all of a sudden change. He's had too many years of doing it the other way.
Yeah, I thought last year I thought was really impressive from Josh Allen. I don't, the MVP debate to me is, I don't care. I think Lamar's numbers speak for themselves last year. But to me, Allen made a huge jump to go from 18 picks to 23 when he really was sloppy as a passer. And that was the knock on him coming out is, can he be accurate enough?
Mm-hmm.
He went from, I mean, the previous four seasons, he had all double-digit interceptions, and last year he cut it to six. And he also, like, his passing yardage was down, but he was running more. Like, I thought he became a really complete player last year. But again, like, you're judged now. Allen and Lamar, to me, are now judged on the scale of Mahomes. And until they can get there, they're not there.
You got that right.
Burrow is a more interesting. So they rank Burrow third and Lamar fourth in this list.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you some of the quotes. On Burrow, this is from an AFC executive. I get the guy has two elite wideouts, but their run game was average and the offensive line was not very good. On top of all that, their defense was porous and he kept them in every single game for the most part. I thought it may have been his best year, but it didn't get the same pub because of the other high-profile teams. Offensively, he was great last year. I love Burrow. I have since LSU. My concern with him is the same as it was at LSU. He plays with a fearlessness and a recklessness that does not end in turnovers, but it ends in gigantic hits. He does not take care of himself.
Gets him hurt. I mean, but this is a quarterback thing. What the defense does, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the weapons you have around you. He's in a league where the passing game is protected. Lamar don't have those same receivers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
they've had a lot better defenses.
Team,
but yeah.
But I mean, the defense doesn't make me a difference.
I'm saying in winning games.
I'm looking at the offense. Yeah. Okay. Hell, they didn't win games last year. You know, but the whole thing is you have to perform in this league how it's been set up. If you're throwing the ball, he throws the ball a lot. He throws it way more than everybody out there. So his numbers are going to always be staggering compared to most. They may throw it 350. He throws it 500, 550, 580.
Hold on. You got him at 580, Burrow?
He threw it over 600 last year probably.
652
passing.
That's
what I'm saying. So, you know, it's kind of hard. If I get a guy through 650.
But he's still super accurate even with those numbers.
I understand.
He had the lowest off-target rate in the entire NFL.
Yeah, yeah. So if that's what you do, you're going to have astronomical numbers.
Sure.
Point blank.
For me, I like the tiers stuff way better than the lists because this is also subjective. To me, Lamar, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes are in their own tier. And you could. Prior to last year, you could probably argue Pat was in his own tier, then the next three.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That there's a separation of those guys. Lamar's ranked fourth in this. So it went Pat, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. And I love this. This is from a veteran NFL coach about Lamar. I don't understand why Lamar's game is at times like a conversation topic. It all comes down to the playoffs with him. I think Allen's in the same boat. Like, until Lamar can win a Super Bowl or at least get to one, that's going to be the knock on him.
Yeah.
But, dude, this is a quote from a veteran NFL coach. A 10-1 touchdown to interception ratio. His winning percentage is insane, 74.4%. And he's a leading rusher on any team he's on. He's one of a kind. Through 41 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Last year was the best he's been as a passer by a wide stretch.
Yeah.
He's a baller, man. He's really, really freaking good. I think those four have separated. And on this list, at number five, you want to guess?
Jaden. Yeah.
Which I think is appropriate. I'm reading now. Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders. Daniels' phenomenal rookie season demanded an appearance somewhere in the top 10. That he pushed his way into the top five, narrowly outdistancing Matt Stafford in the voting, shows voters have no problem validating his hype.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, Daniels posted the fourth highest QBR in the NFL, the best mark for a rookie since Dak Prescott in 2016. But he was even better on third and fourth downs, recording a league-leading 95.3 QBR on those downs. I mean, that is so insanely good. QBR is like the chance your quarterback gives you of making the right play. That QBR is a 0 to 100 measurement, right? Getting above 75 is excellent. Now, this is a proprietary like ESPN formula or whatever it is, but like the idea is, it's a quarterback's contribution to winning the game. So whether that's running, throwing, sometimes you got to throw it away.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Make the right decision.
95% of the time, Jaden Daniels is making the right decision on third and fourth down.
Yeah.
You know how impossible that is? Dude, like, I want people to conceptualize what that number means.
See, the thing of it is this, Jay. Most guys, when they go out and play against a quarterback, they are worried about the quarterback throwing the football. Jaden puts more stress on the defense than they put on him. Other quarterbacks, it's vice versa. The defense can put more stress on them than they put like Pat. Pat Mahomes is very much in that same category with a Jaden. Pat Mahomes doesn't look like he's athletic, but he will break your back at any time you turn your back on him, because he runs the ball in different times. Lamar is known as the guy who can just, he's going to break your back running the ball. He has to take, he showed last year he can really pass football. But until he does it when it's crunch time, people are not going to give him credit for it. Because if he ever throws the ball as well as he did last year with the same running ability and do that in the playoff game, they'll automatically believe Lamar is the best. That dude is, his running ability is out this world.
Totally. It just hasn't translated in January.
Yeah.
And for Lamar specifically, what has hurt him is he's had some duds. Sometimes a team loses. Sometimes a quarterback just doesn't give a team much of a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, with Jaden at five, I don't get too caught up in crazy list talk because eventually they're going to go out on the field. I like this quote, though. This is from an NFL offensive coordinator, B. Single-handedly took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, a dinosaur at tight end, and average at best O-line. The kid can read coverages, throw with accuracy, and touch to all levels of the field. Just as dangerous as Lamar and Josh Allen with his legs, and has a clutch factor to him because his team already believes that if he has the ball with a chance to win, he's going to find a way. Mm-hmm. If he repeats anything close to his rookie year, he's no lower than number three on this list next year.
Yeah.
I think that might have been a little overly critical of what the organization had, but I think it's dead on about what Jaden did. I mean,
his decision making is what makes him elite over anything.
Poised.
And the thing about it is not, he makes his decision so quick. You know, sometimes you see guys who make decisions, but it's too late. Jaden is doing all that stuff at a fast pace. But this offense moves.
A lot of moving parts, a lot of motions, going quick. I mean, they lead the league in going up-tempo. Gosh, whatever's going on with the Nats, the Wizards, whatever it is, just look at number five in burgundy and gold. When we come back, let's hear from Zach Ertz on making it to year 13.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.